Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. It'll be a wake for Dennis Toganelli today. It'll happen from 5 till 8 p.m. in Canaan at the Newkirk Funeral Home. The funeral will be held on Saturday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Church in Canaan, Connecticut. Now, there's a 50 limit capacity in church. Others are welcome to stand outside or wait and head to the funeral itself. The Hotchkiss Library tonight continues on with its summer book signings. They're held as a series of events, air virtual author events, where you get tickets and you sign in virtually. And tonight, the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon is event number 2, and it is featuring David Camp. He will discuss the influence of the Children's Television Workshop and other groundbreaking pioneers in kids' television. And his book is Sunny Days, the Children's Television Revolution That Changed America. For tickets and more information to attend this virtual event, HotchkissLibrary.org on the web. Troop B, Connecticut State Police, announced yesterday afternoon that effective Monday, June 15th, the Connecticut State Police Troop B in North Canaan will begin reopening to the public, and they listed some information for everybody's safety. The following restrictions will be in place. All members of the public entering the troop will be subject to screening, including an infrared temperature check. Anybody with a temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or greater, or reporting that they feel sick, will be asked to return at another time. Entry will be limited to persons needing to conduct business. Friends, family, and others who do not need to conduct business will not be allowed entry, with limited exceptions, like a translator, elderly person requiring assistance, a parent of a juvenile, items like that. All members of the public entering troop will wear a face mask at all times while in the facility, unless directed by an employee to conduct official business, like obtaining a DNA swab. Maintain at least 6 feet from other people at all times unless directed by an employee to conduct official business, except for fingerprinting, and utilize alcohol-based hand sanitizer prior to entry. As the waiting area is not conducive to sufficient social distancing, you will be asked to wait in your vehicle after checking in at the front desk. Fingerprinting services will be available on a limited basis. Understand they don't have personnel assigned exclusively to that function, so all times listed are subject to the availability of a trooper. Mondays, 1500 to 1800. Tuesdays, 10:30 to 13:30. Wednesday, 10:30 to 13:30. Thursday, 10:30 to 13:30. And Saturday, 900 to 1100. They continue to encourage you to handle as much business with them as possible remotely. They can be reached at 860-626-1820, 24 hours a day. They thank you for your patience as they seek to serve you while adjusting to the new requirements. Well, following in the path of the Goshen Fair, the Dutchess County Fair, the postponement of the fireworks at Lime Rock Park until October, Railroad Days has now officially been canceled because of COVID-19. Following deliberation, the Board of Selectmen in North Canaan announced at their regular meeting that the plans for Railroad Days in July have been canceled due to COVID-19. First Selectman Charles Parati said the decision to cancel the anticipated annual event was difficult but necessary, but one possibility remains: they could organize a fireworks display in October. Out of Millerton, in a story in the Millerton News, a village business gradually start reopening their doors and welcoming people back after being shut down to the coronavirus pandemic. Customers are surprised to find that Gordon Killer Appliance, located at 3 Century Boulevard, has been sold. The building on Century Boulevard will no longer serve as the storefront to the longtime appliance store. Once Campbell and Keeler, its owner Gordon Keeler has assured customers he will continue to meet their needs as he runs his business from home. Customers can reach Keeler for service, repair, and other appliance-related work via phone at 518-789-4813 or at 518-789-4961. The full story in this week's edition of the Millerton News. Adapting its program to suit the new normal during the coronavirus outbreak, the Wasaic Project has held fast to nurturing the artistic community it's created and securing the community's access to the arts. In addition to moving its programs online during COVID-19, the Wasaic Project has shifted its 12th annual summer benefit to a virtual platform, inviting the community to help celebrate the organization's 12th year of operation this June over the World Wide Web. Reflecting on ways which COVID-19 has affected the Wasaic Project's ability ability to offer artistic programming. Project Executive Co-Director Jeff Barnett Winsby said the impact has been dramatic. For more on the summer benefits, you can go to their webpage, wasaicproject.org. You'll also find an article in this week's Compass in the Lakeville Journal. The opening day of this season's Norfolk Farmers Market is Saturday, June 13th. The market has been operating for several years, and due to COVID-19, the market will operate differently this year. According to Market Steering Committee Chairman Lisa Auclair, customers will now buy products ahead of time via a website. The Connecticut State Siting Council has set a hearing date of July 23rd for the proposed Homeland Towers AT&T cell tower application in the eastern portion of town. It will be a virtual meeting on Zoom with meeting ID number 982-399-42005. The council will hold an evidentiary session at 2 p.m. for the applicants, parties, and interveners to cross-examine positions. There will be no public comments accepted at that session. Public comments will begin at 6:30 in the evening. Anybody seeking to speak must send an email to siting.council@ct.gov with name, email address, and mailing address by July 16th. Written comments may be sent by mail or email and will be accepted up to 30 days after the hearing. That's August 22nd. According to the hearing notice, the Siting Council has posted a series of additional questions to the applicant, and those must be responded to by July 16th. Governor Andrew Cuomo will allow school districts in New York State that lose their budget votes on June 16th to hold a second vote, apparently responding to concerns that districts would have to make steep spending cuts if forced to adopt contingency budgets. An executive order on Wednesday said that a date and process for the second votes are still to come, but the second votes will not happen before July 9th. New York officials heralded the state's ban on plastic bags that took effect March 1st. Many stores said they are complying, but the state has yet to enforce the ban. 3 months since the law took effect, the State Department of Environmental Conservation is bogged down in a lawsuit over the ban and the complexity of the coronavirus pandemic that has stopped the agency from taking any action against stores that still hand out plastic bags. And some still are offering those bags, like Price Chopper and Tops. The stores are expected to stop issuing plastic bags when the state starts to enforce the law. The DEC said it never intended to start off with a tough enforcement of the ban, instead allowing stores and customers to ease into changes, but environmental groups are urging the DEC to take action. Store owners could eventually face fines of up to $250 for a first violation and $500 for a second one. A Greene County man pleaded guilty on Wednesday to failing to register as a sex offender. That according to the U.S. Attorney Grant C. Jacquith. Ricky J. Bilyeu, 28, of Catskill, was convicted of child exploitation in Clinton County, Indiana in 2016. As part of his guilty plea, he admitted he was living in Indiana in May 2019 when he traveled to Colorado, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. After staying briefly in Colorado in late September of 2019, he took trains from Colorado to Chicago and finally to the Albany Rensselaer Station, according to the U.S. Attorney. The adult recreational cannabis market is back in bloom in Massachusetts now that they have reopened to pent-up demand. Local retail cannabis stores are still feeling their way through the new COVID-19 guidelines and pivoting quickly to adjust workflow for better efficiencies and to improve customer service. Berkshire County marijuana shops, which were forced to halt recreational sales in mid-March as part of the pandemic lockdown, were allowed to reopen on May 25th for curbside pickup. As of Monday, they were permitted to allow customers into their stores with proper distancing and face coverings under the governor's phase two reopening plan. Even so, several stores have found that the curbside system is working so well that many are still hesitant to go inside the stores yet, so they are keeping the curbside system for now. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1,861.82 yesterday. It now stands at 25,128.17. The S&P 500 was down 188.04. It stands at 3,002.10. And the NASDAQ was down 527.82 yesterday. It starts off the day at 9,492.73. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.